We're talking tips and trends in travel for the remainder of the show. And joining me in our studio here at the Travel Start head office in Gardens is the MD of Travel Start, Paulina Klotzbucher. Lovely to have you with us.
Thank you very much. From the earlier conversation about getting kids to use screens less to getting adults to use screens more.
Sorry about
that. The greater good of booking online travel. Thank you very much for having me.
It's great. Thank you for having us here. That is a fair point. We were talking about getting off screens, but this is one time when you want them on screens because this is the best way to find the best deal in the least possible time. We would welcome input from the listeners, but we're also going to be chatting a bit with Paulina about current trends, current destinations that are popular, ways of making the rant go a little bit further, etc. Particularly, though, about advice for travelers. So if you've got a foolproof technique that you implement when traveling, I hope you'll share it with us. Paulina, I'm interested in your story. Have you always had a passion for travel? How did you get into this business?
I think everyone has a passion for travel, and I do have some fantastic tips on how to make your economy flight more bearable. So hopefully I'll be able to share that with you. Who doesn't have a passion for travel? And hopefully Travel Start will be able to provide you with a way to make those dreams come true.
Okay. Let's talk about where people are going at the moment. There seems to be a season for a place that is in vogue and everybody wants to go to. A few years ago it was Thailand, then it'll be somewhere else. I heard Sri Lanka is the next up and coming spot. Judging on the bookings you're seeing on Travel Start, what are the new hot destinations at the moment?
Oh, there are certain destinations which are always hot with South Africans. Thailand, like you mentioned, Sri Lanka, Bali, Istanbul used to be pretty popular. Mauritius is always a go-to destination. Unfortunately, we really are at the kind of arse end of Africa, so it's pretty far to get anywhere. It's 12 hours to get to Europe, 12 hours to get to America. A lot longer to get to Australia, so
That's unfortunately one of the side effects we just have to deal with. Hence the need to be able to bear the long distance flight. We'll get to that in just a moment. You said Istanbul used to be popular. Terrorism becoming a concern for many destinations. Is that perhaps one of the reasons why Istanbul is lagging in popularity now?
Yeah, it is. But I mean, honestly, we're South African. We deal with a lot worse every day. So I think that there's a slight trepidation about travel there, but I think that, you know, I think it's just new for us.
Okay.
Because we're not used to that type of fear. But, we've had many of our staff travel there regularly. It's still a fantastic destination to go, and it's a great place to make your rand stretch. So I would still really recommend it. It's also a great way. It's super easy to get a visa there as well,
okay,
which is really important.
So what are you? I mean, that is a huge thing. And the visa often adds on an extra couple of thousand rands to a trip that people might not have been budgeting for when they started planning. That's certainly one of the things you need to consider when you're booking, particularly a family holiday for multiple members. What are some of the other crucial things that people should be more mindful of when they start planning a trip?
How flexible are you? The more flexible you are, the more probability you have of getting a better fare. So if you can kind of book earlier in advance, if you're open to traveling with different carriers, if you are fine to take that longer layover, these are all ways to kind of take advantage of getting better deals. Also, signing up to our newsletter, getting fare alerts from Travel Start. We scour constantly our databases to make sure that we return and provide customers the absolutely best fares. I mean, for example, a few months ago, we had $3,999 to Portugal, which is fantastic.
That is fantastic. Paulina, you mentioned longer layovers. That's if you have the luxury of time and you can afford to spend an extended layover in an airport. The airport itself becomes quite a factor in the travel planning decision. Are you finding that customers are prepared to take the longer wait in transit if the facilities are good?
Yeah, I mean, for example, in Dubai, you can get also a great 24-hour layover visa. Go visit, you don't have to stay at the airport. You can even take a little bit of a tour, a couple of hours out and about, see another destination. So you're often not curtailed to staying at the airport.
That's important because I think a lot of people, I'm certainly, when I look at a long layover of 8 hours, I think immediately I can't fathom spending 8 hours stuck in an airport with my kids. I'm not thinking I don't have to stay in the airport. I can get out and about. Are there any places besides Dubai who offer that potential to leave the airport, explore a little bit and come back again?
Unfortunately, with the South African visa, the list is not very large.
Mm.
But often, remember, if you'd be getting a Schengen visa and you'd have a long layover in one of those countries, then you can still, like in Frankfurt, you can
pop out
take
and see
an extra
a bit of,
day
mm.
and go have a look around.
We're talking to Paulina Klotzbucher, who's MD of Travel Start. If you've got a question about travel, if you've got an experience to share with us, a comment or some advice for good tips for traveling, please do feel free to share it with us. You can leave a voice note on WhatsApp 072-567-1567 or send an SMS to 31567. You're also welcome to give us a call on 021-446-0567. Right, I can't resist the economy flight. How do we make it more bearable?
Okay. So, first of all, what you wear is very important. So, we're talking leggings, we're talking like a Woolies shawl thing, which you can then also use as a little blankie, because some of the airlines do have, unfortunately, they kind of oscillate between being too hot or too cold.
Mm-hmm.
Then my personal travel tip, okay, this is terrible because duty-free is just going to kill me by saying this, so I might line up shooting myself in the foot. But you go to the airport without any makeup, you go straight to duty-free, and then you plaster your face with serums, anything over with like 3,000 rand. And you create a little concoction, although be careful about creating too much of an exotic mix. You could land up with quite the
reaction.
Yeah, okay. Correct. Then obviously when you get onto the plane, it's better not to eat because...
I know the airline food is awful, but why shouldn't you
eat? It's actually not true. A lot of the airlines have got really good meals, and KLM has got fantastic, fantastic food. Turkish has won numerous awards with their cuisine, but it just makes you sleep better at a high altitude. The only thing that apparently tastes really good is tomato juice. Limit alcohol, drink lots of water. That's the basics that everyone tells you.
I was about to say Bloody Mary,
throw in a Valium and a shot of something and you're going to sleep like a baby. But most importantly, take those magazines out from next to your knees,
mm-hmm.
because that gives you a full solid extra inch in front of your knees. People don't know that. They keep leaving it in there like there's some sort of law that they have to be there. No, you can't put it in the overhead compartment
to make more space for your legs. Okay, very important. Then let's talk about the things that need to go with you and the importance of keeping them safe. For a lot of people traveling, obviously, particularly if you've been through the months of anxiety that some people have been through to get hold of unabridged birth certificates, for example, they worry about those items getting lost and being stuck, unable to return, for example. What's your advice to listeners on keeping their travel documents safe? And is it worth taking copies or certified copies even with you?
Yeah, I mean, that's always a smart idea, to take photo states and have an extra copy, don't walk around. A lot of times people do this. They arrive at their destination and they've got their passport and all their documentation in their handbag when they're sightseeing, leave it in the hotel room, put it in the hotel safe.
Mm.
That's much safer. Take a copy of it, give it to your traveling partner. So
that they're kept in separate suitcases. Okay.
Correct.
Yeah.
You should never have that in your suitcase in the first place. Your passport should be on your
Should
handbag.
Be on you. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to get through passport control.
Good point. Okay. An SMS from someone saying a few years back you could explore Singapore without a visa as you waited for your next flight. Do you know if that's still the case?
Oh, good Lord. No, I don't.
If anyone's been there recently, maybe you can give us some feedback. Just send a follow-up SMS to 31567 if you've been through Singapore.
Hey, there's nodding. There's nodding in the back.
We've got a few people nodding in the room, so it sounds like that is still the case. It was the case when I went, to Bali on honeymoon 17 years ago. We were allowed to leave the airport in Singapore. But thanks. Okay. You don't need a visa for Singapore anyway, someone's saying. So there we go. Okay, we've got a caller on the line. Frank, who has a story to share with us about cycling through the Czech Republic. Frank, good afternoon. Frank, are you there?
I am indeed. Can you
yes,
hear me?
We've got you now. Frank, welcome to the show.
About 8 years back, my wife and a Czech friend of ours went cycling through the Czech Republic. And we did it on the cheap. We hired bicycles from a travel agency in Prague, having sent them our dimensions, and got there. They delivered the bikes, got on a train, and we went south of Prague and then cycled for some 400 kilometers. We didn't book. As we came to a village, we looked around for a B&B or somewhere to stay and never lost out. We had a marvelous trip and extremely economically. We went through the Lake District. We swam at lunchtime. We went down south, touching in Austria just for fun, and came back into the Czech Republic in a loop. It was a remarkable time. We had pannier bags in which we carried just three sets of clothes. So every night we washed one set of clothes, then wore the clean ones for dinner and whatever we did, and wore that the next day, and so we rotated. And that worked extremely well.
Frank, it sounds like the holiday of a lifetime, and lovely to be able to travel without too much fixed planning, but it's not always possible for everyone, Paulina.
That's true, but Frank, I love what you're saying about the Czech Republic. Eastern Europe is actually one of the trending destinations. A lot of the places in Poland, Slovakia, they're all becoming far more popular. Again, it's a great place for Joran to stretch, and the natural landscape is fantastic, and the women are gorgeous and cheap.
The destination is cheap, not the women, just to clarify.
Of course
not. Okay, just for the sake of
the destination.
Right.
And the food's fantastic. You could put on a good solid 5 kilos. I'm Polish originally, so okay. I'm allowed to say that.
You're allowed to say that, okay. Michelle is on the line from Somerset West, and Michelle, I think you've got a question.
Michele.
My apologies, Michele. Welcome. Michele, welcome.
I enjoy listening to your program every day.
Thank you.
What I'd like to know, if the law still exists, look, I was born in Zimbabwe. And they wouldn't give me a South African passport unless I get a police clearance. And I was 3 years old when I came here, and I'm 59 now, so it's really ridiculous. Mm. But anyway, we're fighting with Home Affairs. They've changed the law that now when you travel overseas, you've got to carry your permanent residence papers with you. Can you have a certified copy just in case you lose your, something happens and you lose your permanent paper, then you can't come back into South Africa? What is the actual story now?
That's a pretty scary prospect. Yeah, do you know what the rules are?
Around permanent residence papers, no. I mean, all you need is your passport to travel. There is nothing from South Africa that I know of that requires you, outside your unabridged birth certificate if you've got kids under the age of 18. Other than that, you just need a valid passport.
And a South African ID.
Rules are different for... No, not a South African ID. Just a South African passport that's valid.
I don't travel on a South African passport because they won't give me one, because they want a police clearance from the age of 3 in 1964, It's ridiculous.
Okay, tough one, Michele. Sorry, difficult for us to give further insight. If anybody else listening has the same issue that you want to flag for us, or if you found a solution to the issue that Michele is facing, not having the South African passport and needing to have his permanent residency papers with him, have you got around it? Was a certified copy good enough, or did you literally have to drag the original document around with us? You can give me a call on 021-446-0567. Right, an SMS saying overseas travel is great, but so expensive. Why not travel in our own beautiful company? My husband and I are about to go to the Kruger Park, says this SMSer. Wonderful. Does TravelStar deal with domestic travel as well as international?
Definitely. We rock it on domestic. you can actually download our app. We've got amazing deals there, usually on domestic travel. It's super easy to book, and the huge benefit is that you can mix and match carriers, so you can make it even more cheaper and even more convenient. Kruger is actually quite an expensive destination, so it depends when you travel. People have this perception that overseas travel is really, really expensive, but it's not. Not if you book smart, not if you can plan in advance. In Austria, for example, yes, you do have to factor in the the long haul flight. But once you're there, a lot of the hotels are cheaper than in South Africa. So don't feel that just because a place is overseas, it completely falls outside your budget. Also, a lot of them have fully catered, full boards. So there's a lot of opportunities. You just need to hunt around a bit. I mean, honestly, $3,999 to Portugal. I mean, it's mad. And we've got some constantly good deals out there. You just have to be flexible. That's the problem. People are not flexible. They want to travel at peak times. At peak times, it's really expensive to travel because that's when everyone wants to do it.
If you have the option of not being locked into school holidays, for example, take advantage of it. Paulina, thanks so much for joining us today. And thank you again to Travel Start for hosting us. Travel Start's website, just remind our listeners where to visit
you. It's www.travelstart.co.za. And thank you very much for coming through to our offices. We've got two radio stations here. We've got three floors. I feel next time we should aim for a third one. There's a whole ground floor that does not currently have a station set up there. So
we'll have to work on that one. Right. Paulina Klotzburger, MD of Travel Start.